From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Still working on St. Paddy's Day, I can tell. Well, that's great, because Paddy Maloney, the founder of the great Irish band The Chieftains, will be here to help us talk about his music and the celebration this week. And I see that in honor of Mr. Maloney, Carl has decided to wear a kilt this
week. That's right, Peter. I have Erin Go Brah.
That's great, Carl, but the kilt is traditionally worn by Scotsmen, not Irishmen.
Who cares? I feel so free and happy. I'll wear this thing on Yom Kippur.
Finally, a use for that plaid yarmulke.
There you go. Well, why don't you all celebrate by giving us a call? The number, 1-888. Wait, wait. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi there. This is Fiona Hill.
Fiona. That's like a fine name for the week of St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, Atlanta. How are things in Atlanta then?
They're very nice and warm.
They're very nice. Spring in Georgia. It's a wonderful thing.
Yes.
Summer is hell on earth, but spring is great. Well, welcome to the show, Fiona. Let me introduce you to our panel. First up, it's a writer for the Boston Globe magazine and author of the new book, Idiot America, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Fiona.
Hi.
Next up, it's a woman who will soon be appearing on Discovery's Planet Green cable network this spring, Ms. Faith Saley. Finally, it's a comedian, director, and co-author of the new book, Satiristas, Mr. Paul Prevenza.
Hello, Fiona.
Welcome to the show, Fiona. Now, you're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle, right here, is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, you'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yep.
All right. For your first quote, here's the Honorable Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
I never stop whipping.
Ms. Pelosi was constantly whipping people this week to drum up support for what?
The health care bill?
Indeed. Pelosi was whipping liberal Democrats to keep them from bailing out in a bill they didn't think goes far enough. She was whipping conservative Democrats to support it, despite the fact it's totally communist. And she was whipping Dennis Kucinich because it is really fun to whip Dennis Kucinich.
And it worked, though.
Yeah, apparently it worked. Yeah, she whipped him pretty well.
Yeah.
Pelosi announced this week that she was thinking of making health care happen via something called Deem and Pass. Not Deem and Pass. It's a technique that provides cover for taking a vote that might be unpopular. It's one of the many little-known House rules, like the, oh, I'm just holding it for a friend process, the five-second rule, or House Procedure 13.44, the it doesn't count because it was during my sophomore year at Sarah Lawrence rule. Republicans, of course, they went ballistic. They said this maneuver was unprecedented, even though they had done it themselves many times when they were in the majority. They claimed that this was their right because they had called shotgun.
I have a feeling this whole thing's being run by Robert's Rules of Kindergarten.
It may well be. It's been a crazy week. I don't know if you saw the interview that Barack Obama did with Fox News.
What?
Not only was...
What?
Was
huh?
The host kept interrupting him, but also was so obsessed about this demon pass, which he kept calling demon pass. Demon pass. Do you support demon pass? I know. It was like the next thing. It wasn't so much an interview as an attempt at an exorcism.
That's
it was
right.
Really odd.
I'll make your head do that one more time, Mr. President.
I know.
Please. Woo!
All right. Let's move on. Fiona?
Yes?
Here is your next quote.
His reaction when he saw me was just so cute. I mean, he looked like a little kid at Christmas, and I just uttered to him, "You're so hot."
That was a woman named Rielle Hunter. She was talking to GQ magazine about the fateful night she met whom?
It must be Tiger.
You know,
surprisingly enough,
I can think of one man who's really glad you would think that.
Wow.
Yeah. No. This is the
it's
other adulterer in the news.
Another narcissist.
Rielle Hunter was involved with a politician. Does that help? Who I guess not, is the answer.
That really narrows it down.
No idea?
No, I'm blanking.
It's okay. I'll give it to you. It's John Edwards. John Edwards, the former presidential candidate. During her first ever interview, since news of her affair with Edwards became public, Ms. Hunter did not hold back at all. She says she likes John Edwards because he's a visionary man of principle and that he likes her. That's what she said. And he likes her because she's the only person left in America who likes him. But what was really amazing about this interview, which I urge you all to go read, is the photo shoot that goes with it. Ms. Hunter is posing in a bed next to Kermit the Frog, Dora the Explorer, and Barney the Dinosaur in a men's dress shirt, pearls, and panties. We want to know how this came about. Like, Hunter says to the photographer, she says, I want these photos to show America that I'm a serious woman and a good mother. Now, let's get rid of these pants.
Well, not only that, but she's now complaining that the photographer promised
her
that it would only be headshots.
Yes.
Did she not notice the photographer was 20 feet across the room?
Well, she called Barbara Walters, which is what you do when you're unhappy, right?
About pictures without pants.
You call Barbara Walters and say, oh, my God, I'm so horrified. I can't believe about the pictures. I'm mortified. And as you say, she says, I didn't know they'd end
she
up like that.
Tears.
It's like, how was she supposed to know this photo shoot would lead to photographs? She forgot that the camera, you know, adds 10 pounds and subtracts pants.
She calls him Johnny, by the way.
She calls him, she says that's his birth name, Johnny.
And then she also says that this is not his fall from grace, it's his fall to grace, because now he's living his life honestly.
And Grace, on the other hand, says he's great.
Fiona, your last quote comes from a waitress at a Hooters restaurant in Augusta, Georgia.
All the girls were excited for him to come to town. If he happens to fall off the road.
Who was it?
Tiger.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods. Everybody can relax now. Tiger Woods announced he will return to professional golf at this year's Masters Tournament at Augusta. PR experts think that it's a good move for him. It's an event he's won 4 times before. He's comfortable there. It's a private club that can really control the media environment. And since the club doesn't admit women, there will be a limit on distracting temptations. So he has been in rehab for a while, and some of those live oak trees are pretty attractive. That's between him and his horticulturist, Charlie. I don't know what your problem is.
God, is there an antibiotic for Dutch elm disease?
Carol, how did Fiona do in our quiz?
Fiona had 2 correct answers, Peter, so she wins our prize.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fiona, for playing. Take care.
Bye-bye.
I got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.